There's stories about St. Senan, including in the folklore, where he's actually quite kindly to women on the island. And of course, he's well loved along the Shannon. So his folk reputation is kindly. The story relates to St. Canara, who is said to have had a vision. She's a saint from Bantry, across the water, where many people travelled. And she had a vision of all the monastic settlements of Ireland, like great towers raised to heaven. Of course, when this was written, the tower was up here on Scattery Island. And she realised that the place of most power and the place she felt that she was being called to lay her bones, called the place of resurrection, because that's the resurrection of last day, would be here on Scattery. So she set out with her staff, and when she came to the mainland opposite, she just continued walking and came up to the harbour on Scattery, and St. Senan, being a saint, knew she was coming, so he went down to the harbour to welcome her. So she says, "Yes, I've come." He says, "Go. Go to your sister nun who lives across on the other island." And she says, "No, I've come to you to stay here." And Senan says, "Women do not enter this island." And then she goes into what is perhaps the most powerful defence of women in earlier Irish literature. How can you say that? Christ came to redeem women as well as men. Christ suffered for the sake of women and for the sake of men. Women have given service to Christ and to Christ's witnesses and apostles, and women like men enter into heaven. So why should you not have women on your island? "You're stubborn," says St. Senan. Well, she says, "Well, shall I have what I were looking for? The sacrament and a chance to lay my bones on this island." And he said, "Well, we can give it to you, but I think the tide will take away your bones. Your grave won't rest." She says, "Don't worry, that will be fine." You know, and she comes on shore, she receives the sacrament, she dies, and she's buried below the tide line, we say.